Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. Today we're going to review another blog post from our blog, PsychReg, and this one is written by Dr. Wayne Chan of the University of Hong Kong.
Right.
Or actually, it's Hong Kong Polytechnic University, to be very, very specific.
To be precise, right.
And he does a lot of work with elderly, aging population.
He's a true gerontologist.
Right? Why don't we say the aging population?
Everybody's aging. Say that?
Yeah, everybody's aging. So why is the aging population referring to...
After a certain age, you don't talk about aging anymore.
Okay.
So don't ask me.
All right. I don't know. I didn't think about that until I said the aging population.
And you looked at
I was
me.
Thinking,
yeah.
So why do I keep calling you the aging population?
One of my questions was why you do that.
Because it...
I don't know. I never thought about that. Yeah. We're all aging.
Yeah. But it's the... But he works with the elderly... geriatrics, that's probably the most technical term, in the area of mild cognitive
placement.
Right. The area of mild cognitive impairment.
And now.
So the title is Physical Activity for Mild Cognitive Impairment.
MCI, mild cognitive impairment, or MCI.
Mm-hmm.
He really means impairment.
Right.
So by way of introduction, we're talking about a physiological, biological condition.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're not talking about, I forgot where my car keys are.
Right. And he's not talking about injury.
No.
Like a specific injury where you had a traumatic brain injury.
Right.
So this is mild cognitive impairment, referring to some of the dementias or the development or the progression of some of the dementias and things like that.
Right. And he refers to this... It's a transitional stage between normal functioning and dementia.
Right.
Okay. So we're not just talking about the normal declines that occur with aging.
Right.
That they begin at probably 40 or 45. Yeah. Certainly by 50, we're beginning to notice some cognitive declines. We're not talking about those.
Right.
We're talking about a pathological condition that is the beginning of the process of dementia.
Right.
Okay. So just by way of introduction.
Yeah. So now we've talked about the importance of physical exercise on this podcast numerous times.
Right.
And we've even kind of touched on the importance of exercise to promote ongoing healthy brain, healthy brain
health. Right.
Mm-hmm. So this isn't a new topic for us, but it's just new, a different presentation, a different way that people are researching it and thinking about it.
Right. And we've talked, even with youngsters, you know, pre-adolescents, pre-pubertal children, we talk about the importance of exercise and activity in for overall health.
Right, right. So one of the things he talks about in this article is that moderate intensity, now we need to define that, but moderate intensity, physical activity, has been shown to pretty effectively slow that pathological cognitive decline.
Two things there.
It's important.
Two things that you said. Moderate, and you're going to talk about what we mean by moderate.
Right.
But also, it slows the cognitive decline.
Right.
And if you're listening to this, that's the important piece that we're talking about. That's the important message here, is that you can actually... You can't stop the decline. It's a it's a pathological condition that's going to continue. But you can delay it.
Yeah.
You can postpone it. You can slow it down.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So when we think about moderate exercise, what we're really talking about, or moderate activity, moderate physical activity, we're not talking about like just a leisurely stroll or anything like that. We're talking about deliberate walking. You know, so you're walking with a pace, with an intensity, not almost jogging, not to that extent, but certainly with a pace that keeps you going.
It's it's purposeful and it's intensive. Mildly, right. Moderately intensive, but right. Intensive.
Right.
This isn't just a stroll down the street walking the dog.
Right.
This is getting on a treadmill or getting some shoes on mm-hmm. and really doing some vigorous exercise.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's not to the point of, like I said, it's not to the point of jogging.
Right.
So it's not bad on joints mm-hmm. and jarring or anything like that.
Right.
But it is certainly, you know, again, walking with intent.
Right.
It can also include sort of mild weight
That's right.
training,
mm-hmm.
Push-ups, sit-ups, right. you know, those kinds of things, even if it's sort of isometric
mm-hmm.
In nature. It's just putting I guess the ultimate piece is that it's putting some pressure on the muscles and
right.
applying some force to the muscles.
I'm smiling because I'm thinking, how did Jack LaLanne know this 60 or 70
yeah.
years? I mean, he was doing this 60 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? And when he was like 90, he was yeah. swimming in the Hudson River, you know, yeah. pulling boats in his teeth or something. And so Jack LaLanne, I think, is, we used to laugh about it when mm-hmm. we were younger, but
yeah.
he was right.
Yeah.
You know, stay active and you'll remain active.
Right. And so that part is really important because we do, you know, we talk a lot about mild to moderate physical activity at least 3 times a week. We
right.
talk a lot about that. But here, again, is some presented evidence to suggest that not only is it good for you, your cardiovascular system, but it's also good for your brain. It's good for good brain health.
Yeah, if you're interested in staving off cognitive decline,
right,
however you want to think about it, you have got to stay physically active.
Right.
You know, I just don't see any other. I don't see any other way to do it.
There's not a way around.
I mean, you have to remain cognitively active, of course, but you have to remain physically active.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he presents several articles, several research programs.
He presents some research studies, but
yeah.
don't be intimidated by that.
Yeah,
they're fairly easy to read. He kind of summarizes these three research studies, which does a nice job of sort of taking them apart and making them easy to understand.
Right. Mm-hmm. So one in particular that he talks about is this study that had individuals with mild cognitive impairment,
right.
and they just did 90 minutes of exercise twice a week.
What was the exercise?
It says it consisted of aerobic, muscle strengthening, postural balance, dual task training, and outdoor walking. So I want to get into and look at this study in a little bit more detail.
Well, that's right. This is the study that used different types of exercises.
Right.
Okay. The people who were participating in this study, there were three 50-minute sessions a week, and they did walking and weight training and some other things. So there was
that was the first article. That was a different than this one. Yeah, they did one that was 3 50-minute a week,
right.
and this one was 2 90-minute a week.
Right, that's
so,
right.
Yeah.
This is the second study.
Yeah.
Right.
The one I'm talking
about,
that's
right.
the second study.
Okay, and so, and then the third study was resistance training.
Right.
Okay,
right.
I guess that would...
So that's like...
No. Yes.
So that's like push-ups and anything,
right.
again, putting pressure, putting some opposition to muscles and movement.
Well, the reason I'm interested in saying what type of exercise they did, what, and perhaps the listeners are already thinking, already anticipating this, is that the type of activity you did improved that functional status. So if you were doing weight training, it increased strength, but not balance or coordination.
Right.
If you did
right.
movement exercises, you improved balance and coordination, but not aerobic endurance.
Right.
And so the exercise you do, the exercise you choose to do, will influence certain functional abilities, but not others.
Right.
Okay.
Despite
all of
them helped with cognitive.
Helps your brain. Exactly.
Yes.
That's
so.
The point
so
that I
yeah.
Make.
So you want to be varied. I guess is maybe the
you want
the
to do cross training.
Cross training.
When I read this article, I said, "Oh, so as an elderly person, we should be doing cross training."
Right.
So
you want to do some endurance, some cardiovascular, aerobic stuff.
Right.
You also want to do some strength stuff. You also want to do some balance work.
Right.
So you want to do a little bit of all of these things, and so you can balance that somewhat. I don't want to say easily, but you can choose to, you know, walk several times a week, again, sort of moderate intensity walking, you may do weight training once or twice a week, and then do a like a yoga or something like that once or twice a week.
Right.
And with that, you know, you're going to, with maybe 3 or 4 days of exercise a week,
right,
you're going to cover all of those bases, and all of it is going to help with your cognitive functioning.
That's right. And the reason I love this stuff, because if you're only walking, you're going to lose upper body strength.
Right.
Okay, so you're going to notice that things are heavier and you know, you don't have the stuff. If you only do weight training, you're not going to have the aerobic endurance.
Right.
And so yes. And you know, we say do it 3 days a week. If you start to get into a habit 3 days a week, you're probably going to very quickly get to 5 or 6 days a week.
Right.
Because it just
feels
good.
You're going
to
want to. Yeah.
You know that you feel better and you enjoy the time that you spend exercising. But in Florida, we live in Florida, it's easy to go out and walk every day.
Yeah.
But in the summertime, it rains every day. So on
it's
the days.
Hot.
Right. So if it's too hot or too wet, those are the days that you stay inside and do the other
right.
kind, you know,
yeah.
yoga. Or right. weight training or whatever else you're doing. So you can do something every day.
Yeah.
You know? But as you say, everything you do helps postpone the cognitive impairment.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So check out the article. It's really good.
It
does have the links to the different studies, so you can check those out as well.
Mm-hmm.
But again, sort of the goal is
exercise
several times a week
right.
To sort of, again, cross training.
If you're in that elderly group, or what Bernie refers to as the aging group,
it's not my call.
Read this and follow this. If you're in the sandwich generation and your parents are struggling with these things, take a look at this. Help them set up an exercise program.
You know, and I think we should go further to say, you know, if you're in your 30s and 40s, you should be doing some of these things to prevent it from starting to be.
You should be starting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You need to be getting involved in this because. You know, we see signs of that decline begin. We're seeing it earlier and earlier.
Yeah.
So it's important
absolutely.
That you start
as
doing
we
that
become
now.
More set, and especially because we're so sedentary.
Absolutely.
So start early and prevent these things. You want to look good in your clothes, but don't forget your brain needs it too.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay? Don't forget the brain because you can't go back and retool that when you're 70.
Absolutely. So all right, that's it for today. So until next time. Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.